Let's meet our next two contestants. Nick Pappas, you are a content manager for a comedy website.
That's right.
Nice. What do you think we need to laugh more at? What do we need to make fun of more often?
It's definitely a good year to laugh at the election.
Yeah. But do we need to laugh more at the election? Or do we need to get
I think
more?
It's the only way we're going to get through it.
Yeah. Also, we have Eleanor Wells. You work at a startup men's clothing subscription company. That sounds like a dream job.
It's really cool, I'm not going to lie.
So that's like, my husband does this, where basically you send them a bunch of stuff,
uh-huh.
and they get to look through it and see what they like, and then send back what they don't, and
yeah.
that's how they get their wardrobe, right?
Yeah.
What's your office like?
It's really fun. Everyone's young, and there's lots of dogs all the time, which
really?
Is great. Yeah.
Lots of. I like that you work at the company for the pets.
You caught me.
Nick, if you could learn any language in its entirety, like just instantly, what would you pick?
I think I would choose Spanish. My wife's family speaks fluent Spanish,
yeah.
and I'd like to know what they're saying about me.
Very good. Eleanor, how about you? If you could pick a language to just learn in a minute, what would you pick?
I would choose Korean because my manager is Korean and the founders of my company are Korean, and I just want to freak them out. It's like coming to work and just like, start.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're like, wait a second, what have we been saying? You guys kind of have the same answer for different reasons. So as you may know, the German language has a lot of very crazy, long, specific words. Jonathan Colton, why don't you give us an example?
Sure. Kummerspeck, literally meaning grief bacon, refers to the weight you gain from eating your feelings. It's an actual German word.
I love it. So in this game, Jonathan and I will be attempting to pronounce German words. We will give you their definitions, and all you have to figure out is whether it's a real word or one we made up for this game.
And you should be very careful, because if you buzz in and you guess wrong, your opponent will automatically score the point. Remember, you are guessing whether these German words are real or fake. Here we go.
Torschlusspanik, or the realization that as life goes on, the scope of one's life becomes smaller and smaller. And no one can never know which opportunities to seize before they are gone forever. Nick.
Real.
Oh, yeah, that is real. There is nothing more German than that. That's embroidered on baby pillows.
Arbeit keine Beleidigung. Or the process of redoing your mate's chores in secret so that they won't be offended and stop doing the chores in the first place. Nick.
Fake?
You're right, that is fake.
Yeah.
We made it up.
No one does someone's chores in secret. Lebensabschnittspartner. A synonym for lover, which translates more directly and perhaps cynically as the person I am with today. Nick.
That's real.
That is real. Yes, you are correct. My current husband hates that word.
Your first husband?
Yeah, my first one. Yeah.
Fälscht Aufschuhgeste, or the gesture one makes when only pretending to hold an elevator door open for someone else. Eleanor.
That's true.
No, it's fake. It's a real thing, but a fake word.
It's totally a real thing.
Totally a real thing.
In Germany, they just stare at you. There's no gesture. Kevin Ismus, or the oft-maligned phenomenon of German parents giving their kids American-sounding names, such as Kevin. Eleanor.
True.
That is true, yes. Kevin, is that an American-sounding name? Bobby, I guess.
To Germans, it's
to Germans,
a very
right.
American-sounding
yeah,
name.
Yeah, right, when it's like Axel, Werner, Helmut,
yeah.
Kevin.
Kevin, yeah. Sticks out.
All right, this is your last clue.
Drachenfutter, or dragon feed, used to describe a gift brought to one's angry partner when coming home later than promised from the bar. Nick.
Fake?
That is real.
Yeah. All right, puzzle guru Archung, how did our contestants do in German?
It was a close game, but to Nick, we say gut gemacht. We'll see you in our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, Jonathan Colton sings about characters who try to take over the world, and strangely, none of them are in Game of Thrones. Plus, what are you wearing while listening to our show? Also a fur bikini with ski goggles? Interesting. We'll be talking love, style, and life with fashion blogger Garance Doré. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.